Slacker and Steve on demand.
So you know how Idris, how do you say his name? Idris Elba, I think.
Yep, that's it.
He was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
So BuzzFeed decided to go to the next level with this.
Uh-oh, where are they
going?
And
find the sexiest man dead.
Wait. Okay. All right. No, never mind.
What do you do?
Okay. If BuzzFeed would have done the sexiest
dead woman,
we'd all be getting crucified right now, wouldn't we?
I feel like it might be, have a little different stank on it.
Okay. I was just curious.
But
anyway,
they decided to like,
you're right, they did.
Not us.
No. Yeah.
But as long as we're here, Steve,
okay.
Who do you, you know who I was, what was her name? Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yeah. Old
just
school.
Just classically ethereal,
good looks.
Oh, just a,
yeah, that's a good one.
She's beautiful.
She's a very pretty lady.
Is there anybody else that you, God, that's dead that you think is fetching?
That was dead?
That is dead. Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, we're going to give you the list of sexiest man dead, but...
No, that was a good
one. It's a really interesting list, by the way. I guess they have to kind of be old.
I was going to say, I bet you it's old people.
But here's the weird thing. Then... when we read this list to you, I mean, it'll make sense when we get in the middle of the list, but like, oh, let's start here. Number 10, Gregory Peck. Like, he was a handsome man, seemed very tall, very rugged.
Right.
But he lived a long time. So when you're saying sexiest man dead, you're choosing him when he was a 30-year-old, not when he was 70, right?
I see. If we're judging how good looking you were when you died, the day you died. Okay, I see.
Then not a lot of people are going to.
Okay.
Because Idris Elba, if I'm saying his name wrong, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
I think,
like,
you got it right.
But they weren't going, he was super sexy when he was on The Office. They're saying he's the sexiest man alive right now. So you're picking the sexiest man. He's sexy right now. This is his sexiest point. This is when he won. So when he's 80, he won't be the sexiest man alive. He will have been the sexiest man alive. So I'm just curious, when you talk about Gregory Peck, the people who voted for him were like
thinking of him
to kill a mockingbird, Gregory Peck.
Right, his prime.
Was he in that?
He was. Good call. Look at you go.
Because the only reason I remember that is because I never read the book, so I had to watch the movie real quick to pass
to
the
cheat?
Test.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the cliff notes and watched the movie.
Good man.
Only 2% put him in there. Anthony Perkins is the sexiest man dead.
Oh, the
two.
Psycho movie guy. Wasn't he the Psycho guy? No?
I don't think that's okay. Yul Brynner, another 2% have him as the sexiest man dead. Bald guy, right?
Yeah. He was
in one of those epic Ben-Hur or something.
Okay.
Yeah, one of those epic movies I never saw.
Yeah.
Gene Kelly, is that the dancing guy?
It is the dancing guy.
We're only up to 3%, so we're still pretty thin on the herd. Elvis.
Okay,
made
there
the
we
cut.
Go. Okay, Elvis.
But again, I go back to
the prime Elvis.
Right.
Not 47.
Nobody's like, oh my God, fat drug Elvis, fried pickle Elvis.
Who that guy?
No, it's not him.
Right.
Right. Laurence Olivier.
Okay, that's old school.
I'm not even sure if I could pick him out of a lineup.
Yeah.
Was he in something that I would have?
Yes.
Another big epic.
Yes.
Was he Moses or something?
No,
that was. They're texting it, but our texter's broken right now. Omar Sharif.
Okay, now that's got to be the oldest.
I have no idea. I honestly don't know.
He was
in
a camel movie, a big Sahara Desert movie.
Another one of the Ben-Hur kind of old.
Yeah, one of those.
James Dean, totally get that. Died young, so he died sexily.
Okay.
God, that's awful to say.
Right, but he died sexily.
He died. He was sexy when he died.
Okay.
I assume.
He was in his prime.
Yes. Paul Newman. Still a fetching man. He's dead, right?
Yeah, he's like in his 90s. He was 80s though, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right. He did die recently because he was in all the Cars movies.
He was Doc Hudson. That's right. Yeah.
But you'd be going like The Sting or Butch Cassidy.
We're talking 60s, 50s even maybe.
Number one on the list is mind-boggling to me.
Me too.
Marlon Brando.
Okay, when he was in his prime, like Rebel Without a
Cause. Sort of.
In the 50s, he might have been sexy. But after that, he was the most anti...
Yes, he's anti-Hollywood. Just a big...
big slovenly...
Yes, just like...
Meh. Yeah, that's...
I'm going to make you... Meh.
That guy.
That's the list!
That's the list.
So we think they got it wrong. And if you'd like to add some dead people to the dead man sexy list, we want you to add to them on social media.
Slacker and Steve.